Coming up on KUCB News, Unalaskans can weigh in on a dredging project at the port, and four candidates are challenging incumbent Congressman Don Young. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics. Located in the airport cargo building, Redfish sells computers, Androids, iPhones, iPads, televisions, headphones, and unlocked phones. Business hours can be obtained by calling 359-2205.
Redfish, we got stuff.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers wants public feedback on a proposed dredging project in Unalaska. The Corps is planning to dredge a bar at the entrance of Illilook Bay in an effort to make Dutch Harbor more accessible to deeper draft vessels. Currently, the bar limits access to the port. The Corps of Engineers has published an online report about the dredging project, which includes information about potential environmental impacts. Unalaskans can read and comment on that report until June 29th. Visit KUCB.org for a link to the report and for ways to submit your feedback. The former CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Community Development Association has dropped out of a race for state senate. Last week, Larry Cotter of Juneau announced he's no longer running for the District Q seat, which represents southeast communities in the Lynn Canal. The nonpartisan says he thought his lung problems were under control, but they've reemerged recently.
Things are so important at this particular point in time that the focus needs to be all about the issues, not about anything else, just about the issues. So I concluded that if I wasn't going to be able to participate in that manner, then it's best for me to withdraw.
Cotter says that state policymakers made progress on Alaska's finances this year, but there are still glaring issues to resolve.
We still have a deficit. We still have $2 billion in deferred maintenance, which has to be addressed. We still have an unfunded pension liability measured in the billions, which has to be addressed. We've got a healthcare system that is totally broken when it comes to the private sector and not a whole lot better when it comes to the public sector.
Cotter says he doesn't plan to endorse anyone else in the race. His withdrawal leaves Democrat Jesse Keel and nonpartisan Don Etheridge vying for the District Q seat. Incumbent Democrat Dennis Egan is not seeking re-election in the state Senate. Meanwhile, in the race for Alaska's U.S. House seat, several challengers have filed to run against longtime Congressman Don Young. The deadline was Friday, and the candidates now running in the Democratic primary include public schools advocate Elise Galvin and retired accountant Dimitri Shane, both of Anchorage. Carol Hafner has also filed for the seat as a Democrat. She lists a mailbox in Elder, South Dakota as her address. Hafner's website describes her as a retired education administrator and a biotech professional. In the Republican race for the U.S. House are Young and Jed Whitaker, who has previously run for office as a Green Party candidate. Both the Democratic and Republican primaries are set for late August, with the general election on November 6th. Neither of Alaska's U.S. Senate seats, however, will be on the ballot this year. Dance groups, artists, canoe paddlers, and traditional food experts are gearing up for Celebration 2018. It's Southeast Alaska's largest Native cultural gathering, and it's happened every other year since 1982. With Celebration starting tomorrow in Juneau, Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more on the traditions as well as what's new.
It can be hard to fully describe Celebration. You can talk about its 2,000 or so dancers, or its 5,000 participants, or the language, the oral traditions, and the regalia. But that just doesn't fully capture the experience. So I asked Rosita Worrell, president of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, which puts on the four-day event. She described one year's grand exit when all the groups dance out of the performance hall.
And it was like we were one people, one being, and we were all dancing. And it reminded me of a swarm of fish coming in, but everybody was just kind of in unison. There was this kind of like this, we were part of a whole spiritual essence.
Celebration 2018 lists 45 dance groups from Southeast Alaska, the Yukon, British Columbia, the Pacific Northwest, and California. Every celebration has a lead dance group representing a clan, but this year it has two.
The Shangukwedi, or the Thunderbirds, and the Hlukakadi, or the Sockeye.
They're from Haines and Clukwan, or the Chilkat and Chilkoot areas. Worrell says they're interrelated and will dance together with clan songs from each. Here's clan leader David Kantsik with the Thunderbird trade song.
Hey, Natutia, hey, Natutia, hey, Natutia, hey, Natutia, hey, Natutia.
The grand exit will use another trade song, one the clan bartered for with inland Athabascan tribes. Not all of the dance groups are made up of clan members. Others are community, school, or multi-tribal based. Celebration coordinator Carmelita Estrada says she's enjoyed the growth of the youth groups. She says a few years ago, two younger cousins from Angoon formed their own dance troupe. They'll be part of their second celebration this time around.
We would never have thought to start our own dance group, you know, and so to be able to see people even younger than me taking that initiative, you know, we have young girls in our group who are still in elementary school, and they're writing songs. They're writing, you know, Tlingit songs. And so just to see that from my own community is really, you know, inspirational, really, like, for me, raises the bar.
Regalia, from clan hats to vests to button blankets, is worn by most dancers. But Worrell says that's changing.
Before, we would only allow traditional regalia, but we kept saying if our culture is going to evolve, then we have to, you know, let it and support that. So now you're seeing a lot more native wear, native fashion wear.
This year's celebration will continue the relatively new tradition of a runway-style fashion show. But for the first time, the models will have a formal training session. Another new event is a seal oil contest to be judged by taste and other factors. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.